I'm Martha Plimpton, and this is WNYC and WNYC.org. Filmmakers David Barba and James Pellerito's newest film, Anatomy of a Male Ballet Dancer, is an intimate behind-the-scenes portrait of Brazilian ballet star Marcelo Gomes. Widely considered the greatest partner of his generation, ballerinas such as Misty Copeland, Julie Kent, and Veronica Part, all of whom appear in the film, are all eager to dance with him. David Barba and James Pellerito received their MFAs in film from the Columbia University School of the Arts and have worked together on several projects, including two documentaries, Pop Star on Ice and American Cheerleader, and the two-season television series Be Good, Johnny Weir, which aired on the Sundance Channel and Logo. Anatomy of a Male Ballet Dancer is playing at Film Forum until January 16th and is presented with support from the R.G. Rifkin Foundation Endowment for Queer Cinema. And I'm very pleased that it brings David Barba here into the studio. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
We're sorry that your partner, James, couldn't be here today, but we're glad that you could make it. So thank you very much for being here.
I'm thrilled. Thank you for having me.
So this film is titled Anatomy of a... Okay, let's get clear on the title because it's written differently about four times here.
Okay.
It is Anatomy of a Male Dancer.
Anatomy of a Male Ballet Dancer.
Ballet Dancer. Thank you. Anatomy of a Male Ballet Dancer. Let's talk about the title, first of all, because it's not just about physical anatomy, is it? It's about something a little more ephemeral as well, emotions and creativity and how that, fits into the idea of dancer's anatomy.
Absolutely. I think all the puns were intended with the title. and I think that, our goal was to show what a male ballet dancer does.
Right.
I think it's kind of a mystery to some people. And I think we demystify it in the film. And we hopefully do so in a way that is engaging and enjoyable for viewers who love ballet and for those who don't, too.
Right. Well, I certainly was fascinated by it. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen... I mean, of course, I've seen documentaries about male ballet dancers before, but this one goes a little deeper. And did you go into this project with the idea of sort of getting deeper, or was something that was that part of your plan initially, or was it something that developed over time in your work with Marcelo?
James and I had been going to the ballet for many years, and we had watched Marcelo dance,
mm-hmm.
and there was something about his dancing that was different, and we were trying to figure out what it was. We once went to see him in Romeo and Juliet with three different ballerinas, and all three of them danced the very best we had ever seen them dance.
The ballerinas. Mm.
And we were fascinated by them. We were thinking, what is he doing to make them feel like they can dance their best? That was one aspect that really drew us to Marcelo. The other was his availability, his emotional availability on stage.
Mm-hmm.
He is Brazilian, so it's a bit of a stereotype, of course, that Brazilians are very open and friendly, but he is that on stage. He's mm-hmm. very giving, and he draws you in as an audience member. And ballet is often considered something quite cold and maybe, traditionally Russian. So to have a Brazilian do this was, out of step with what we had expected. So all of this stuff together drew us to Marcelo.
And so when did you finally meet him? How did you finally meet him?
Of course, being the modern times, we sent him a Facebook message. we told him that we'd love to have lunch with him, and we thought we were interested in doing a project with him.
Right.
He wasn't scared off.
Mm.
And he wasn't scared off because, as you said, we had done a documentary with Olympic figure skater Johnny Weir called
Right.
Pop Star on Ice. We had just finished the first season of our TV show. So we weren't nobodies at that point. And he was intrigued. We met for lunch, he talked with his manager, and then we shot for the very first time in February of 2010 and started a long journey with him.
So Marcelo says in this film, and you touched on this a little bit ago, when talking about his generosity and what he brings out in the ballerinas he's partnering. He says, more than anything, I love to partner a ballerina on stage. So talk a little bit about what that means, to partner a ballerina.
I think it's unusual because a lot of people have the sense that a ballet dancer wants to be the center of attention.
Mm.
And of course, Marcelo doesn't lack that. But what he truly enjoys the most is partnering partnering a ballerina. It's presenting her. He's like an easel for the painting. So if he makes her feel completely comfortable, she is going to feel free to be the best dancer that she can be, emotionally and technically. And I think we show that in the film. One of the very first shots in the film was shot in a theater in Greece, and we are behind Marcello as he's partnering, looking out at the theater. So we're in a very different angle from what you would expect. Usually you're watching the ballerina, mm-hmm. and you see some hands behind her, kind of invisible mm-hmm. hands doing work.
Yes.
This time we're behind, and we see everything he's doing. And the film kind of uncovers kind of the work that a male dancer has to do when he works with a ballerina.
And it's extraordinary, too, because so much of that work is about making it look effortless. And so these wonderful shots that you have where you can sort of see the rigor and the tension and the specificity in his hands and the way he uses his hands to support and partner are really gorgeous. And so I imagine maybe that's part of the reason why so many of the ballerinas that you have in the film say that he's their favorite, that they love to dance with him, and so many want to dance with him.
We almost had to turn ballerinas down mm-hmm. because they all wanted to talk about Marcello.
Right.
If we had put them all in, it would have seemed like kind of out of control. It would have been like too much. So
right.
we had to really pick and choose. They really just feel like he enjoys what he does. The specificity that you're talking about, I think when you see him doing it, there's almost like a lack of stress and tension in his body. He enjoys it so much that it's just like molding clay in a way.
Right. I'm Martha Plimpton, and I'm speaking with David Barba about he and James Pellerito's new documentary film, Anatomy of a Male Ballet Dancer. So we hear over and over again in this documentary, and certainly we can see it, about how unique and unusual Marcello is. Kevin McKenzie, who's the artistic director of ABT, is quoted as saying he does everything well. But that can't be the only thing that's unique about him, right? What else distinguishes him, do you think?
Well, I think when Kevin says he does everything well, I think what's specific about that is that he does all different styles of dance well, mm-hmm. whether it's classical form, different classical forms of dance. But he also does modern dance incredibly well. He's now moved into choreography as well. And he was recently in Matthew Bourne's The Red Shoes tour mm-hmm. in the United States. So he's doing very different styles of dancing and doing them all at the highest levels. And I think he's such a generous person. It comes through in the film, and really we captured the way he is in real life. So, you know, everybody in his company and in other companies around the world really falls in love with him.
Mm-hmm. So ballet dancers are sort of, you know, dogged by injury and difficulty, you know, in terms of longevity in their careers. And so Marcello says, you know, the big classical roles have a deadline, right? You can't do them forever, he says. How old is he now? And at what age do you think dancers peak?
Marcello is 38. I would say, according to the people we spoke to for the film, dancers speak in their early 30s, mm-hmm. Where kind of what they can do technically matches what they can do artistically. Of course, what they can do artistically and creatively never goes away and probably increases.
Sure.
But I think there's a process of downshifting, mm-hmm. of letting go of roles that are just too difficult to do technically.
Right.
While continuing some of the roles that are a little bit more doable as an older dancer. And I would say that 40 is generally for a man around the time that you start thinking about what's next.
Mm-hmm. And but he sort of puts the lie to it, because he's, what is he, 36, 37 in the film? 38
yeah.
in the film.
Oh, yeah.
But he does this extraordinary performance at the Tokyo Ballet. Can you talk a little bit about that?
We were lucky to shoot Marcello doing the role of Solor in La Bayadere mm-hmm. With the Tokyo Ballet. It's an extraordinary performance. It's the last time he danced the role, and he talks through why it's the last time he's dancing the role. It's mm-hmm. the most challenging role for a male ballet dancer. He says that every other male dancer will tell you the same thing, and he doesn't want to do it diluted and do it at 50, 60, 70%. If he can't do it at 100%, he doesn't want to do it
right.
at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sad to not see him do it again, but he'll be dancing in other ways and in other roles, hopefully for many years to come.
And so when he's you know, acknowledging that this is going to be sort of his retirement of this role. It's kind of an emotional, sort of bittersweet thing for him, isn't it? Because he knows he's done it at his best, and yet he's older than most dancers would be, right? When he's doing it at his best.
Well, I think maybe some dancers continue doing it, but as you say, not at their best. I think it's sad, particularly because part of the film is his father not coming from Brazil to see him dance at the Met, and he will no longer be dancing La Bayadere. So that opportunity is gone. But, you know, we like making films about people who are currently doing things that you can go and see live. It's exciting. And Marcelo's still dancing, so there's other stuff to see him in.
Right. So when and how did Marcelo begin dancing, ballet?
Well, we were in Brazil with him. We were in Rio de Janeiro, and he took us to a little after school activities club where his sister was taking a gym class, and he heard a musical theater class upstairs. He ran upstairs. He was 6 years old. He watched what was happening, and he told the teacher, "I can do that." Mm-hmm. And the teacher said, "Show me," and he showed her. Mm-hmm. So he took musical theater for a couple of years, and then a woman, principal dancer at the Rio Ballet, saw him dance in a performance and said, "You should be doing ballet." And so that started his journey in ballet. And he was really, at the time, the only boy doing ballet in Rio de Janeiro, as far as we know. Certainly a lot of the archival clips show him being the only boy surrounded by 30 other girls on stage.
And there's a question. I mean, one wonders if that's part of the reason why he's so good at partnering, because, you know what I mean? Because he was in school learning ballet, you know, in so many classes, he was the only boy, you know, and maybe it sort of instilled in him a natural empathy and, you know, a sort of connection to that. Somehow, I don't know, maybe I'm just throwing it out there.
I think that's probably true. I think he loves women. He falls in love with his partners.
Right.
And I think you want to believe that when you're watching Swan Lake, you want to believe that the prince is in love with a swan.
Right.
And I think for that moment, he is.
Right. So is there an anatomy of a child dancer? I mean, you talk about how someone saw him and just said, you've got to take ballet. So are there attributes that indicate that a particular child is going to, you know, is going to have this gift or will become a professional?
Well, having not been a dancer myself, I'm probably not the best person to answer that question. But I think for Marcelo, it came from within. He knew from a very young age, as his mother said, what he wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And he was fortunate to have the kinds of parents who supported that, regardless of what was happening culturally at the moment in Brazil.
Right.
Boys did soccer and girls did ballet, and yet Marcelo was dancing along with the girls, and look at where he is now.
Right. And he moved to America at 13, right? Joined the Harrod Conservatory in Boca Raton, and with a lot of support of both of his parents at the time, right? Which must have been very hard.
It was extremely hard. It's a very emotional part of the film. Mm-hmm. I think it was necessary. They felt that at the time, Brazil or Rio de Janeiro didn't have the setup to help him grow and to help him succeed, because there were no boys. There was no, in a way, competition. You need to see what your peers are doing and to be pushed.
Mm-hmm.
The Harrod Conservatory gave him a scholarship, and he really flourished there. As a result of being there, he won the Prix de Lausanne, a very prestigious prize in Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
That gave him a scholarship to attend the Paris Opera Ballet School, which is, you know, one of the best schools in the world.
Yes.
It was almost a finishing school for him.
Yeah,
and it was what ultimately got him his contract at American Ballet Theatre at 17.
So when you mentioned earlier how unusual it was for a boy to be a dancer in Brazil at that time, and or maybe still is, and, you know, boys go to play football, aka soccer, girls do ballet. So his father, Haroldo Gomes, was offered therapy, or says someone suggested he should go to therapy for having a son who wanted to dance ballet. But he ended up not taking anybody up on that, right?
He didn't take anybody up on that. I don't know if he was an enlightened man or if he just saw he couldn't, you
he
know.
He just saw his son as the innate talent.
When you watch some of the archival footage, how can you not know that this person's
really
a dancer?
It's really extraordinary. It's actually extraordinary to see some of the film of him as such a young dancer. I mean, it's really quite, I mean, even partnering, he looks like he can't be more than 12 years old.
Yes, exactly.
And he's partnering a young girl on point, and it's just extraordinary. Marcello ended up resigning on December 21st from ABT, having been accused of sexual misconduct, although from all reports, it was not related to his work at ABT or any of the dancers there. But, you know, it's something that needs mentioning and just because it seems like it would be disingenuous not to. And he resigned, apparently of his own accord. Do you think his resignation is going to change the way you feel about him in the film?
I don't think it'll change the way we feel about him. Whatever this one incident happened was, before we started filming with him, we feel like we know him well. We feel like he is true to his character and who he is. Mm-hmm. And we hope people will come and see the film and judge for themselves.
And he still carries a lot of support and love from his community. The film is extraordinary. It's Anatomy of a Male Ballet Dancer. And I've been speaking with David Barba.